fever dreams, or artificial intelligence makes you a powerful fashion, interior, and user interface designer. Live life in such a way that strangers will accuse you of having fever dreams and demand that you get help. Abraham Galdiddly Damn Lincoln. We don't have strong artificial intelligence yet, and we may struggle with one that can improve itself for quite a long time. What we have today is called a large language model. It is a chaos of rivers through which countless human ideas have ran. Their flow carved impressions in a virtual space, and a kind of intelligence guided by those riverbeds has emerged. It is an artificial intelligence that is just based on a copy of us, and it will forever be useful. The appropriate reaction to any kind of artificial intelligence is just to use it, preferably learning to depend on a free open source version of it. Do not cut yourself away from it. Do not shut it off or shun it, because it is not just the future, but your future as well. Nor is this a matter of inconvenience of learning or adapting to new things. This is a matter of becoming more capable, smarter, and swifter. If you are young, you need to be aware of the great many mistakes that humanity has made and the adults continue propagating. If you live in a large city, there are intercontinental ballistic missiles pointed at it. If a mandatory draft is declared, you will be shipped off to fight in a nuclear war. Forced indoctrination into fantasies that include huge imaginary creatures and ineffective education where cramming is considered knowing is also at play here. You absolutely have to learn how to use the AI and prepare for the future. And you should learn with an eye on side projects or tiny businesses, where you can sell software, designs, even computer programs, and, of course, hats and hoodies. All of this reliance on computers makes learning computer programming very important now. I don't want to be accused of more AI fever dreams. So let me explain something really important as clear as I can. You can ask the artificial intelligence to create new fashion, animal hoodies, superhero leather jackets, and fancy dresses. This used to be very difficult, but now you need to open a store where you will sell your own designs and tileable fabric patterns and hats. Please don't forget the Victorian hats and superhero capes. You must have superhero capes. You can do interior design the same way. You can even attach some photos to make the results more familiar. You can ask AI to design some neat web pages for you as well, and then take the colors and put together some HTML themes and rough designs. A lot of the time, all you need to do is put an SVG in the background. UI kits are really nice too, especially if you provide some matching SVG graphics. Bonus if you animate them, easy for SVGs. there's something even more important here. The experience and knowledge and problem solving, for most people, cannot be begotten from somebody else, from a teacher. It's just too expensive. See, that is the thing about today's AI, and the thing that people who can afford teachers can't understand. The AI gets you into new worlds. It helps you learn inside out, and it will answer your questions without you needing to wait for someone to do it over a forum. Finally, and I cannot stress this enough, AI is a clear and loud invitation to the world of programming, where you can easily transmute your thoughts at the snap of fingers, at the tip of your hat, and I mean a hat that you audaciously designed and had manufactured. The world has changed in 2023. The rules are simply different now. People who worked hard at non-AI creations should be angry, will be angry. But that's just how progress works. Those who don't adapt to use the new tools get left behind. Angry old people yelling at clouds and disliking videos. This is your world now.